Let's pray. Lord, we remember in your word that it's through the foolishness of preaching that you have ordained to save. Lord, we realize that the world looks at what I'm about to do as something that's really foolish. And yet, Lord, it's your method. Lord, we thank you for that. Lord, I thank you for the preachers who preach to me. I thank you for those men who opened your word to me. And as they opened their mouths and spoke your truth, I can remember how it would slam into my heart. Lord, do that again today. Write your word on our heart. And Lord, may the Holy Spirit give grace both to the speaker and to the hearer. For Jesus' sake. Amen. A well-known actor was asked to perform in a film which portrayed the life of a recently deceased multimillionaire unfavorably. When the man's widow approached the actor and asked him not to take the part, he declined the offer of the film studio. However, the actor's wife got involved and questioned the place of this widow in determining the career of her husband. The argument was climaxed not too many days later when, one evening, the widow passed the table at which the actor was dining without the slightest hint of recognition, at which time the actor's wife said, "What kind of a friend is that?" The actor took the part. A little piece of life as it's lived today. Among well-known people, and yet we know we're not the famous and the powerful of this world, and yet we know that those same experiences come our way. We know what it's like to be snubbed. It's painful. It's not a good experience. What I want to say today is that what is often true of human relations is never true of God. What is often true of human relationships and communication is never true about God. And in this third chapter of Ephesians, it says that through Jesus Christ, something tremendous happened. And I'm asking God that this truth might be just written on our heart and written on your heart today. That you'll never be able to get away from it, and that the truth written on your heart will have something to say in your actions and your behavior. The truth is this. Verse 12. In him and through faith in him, we may approach God with freedom and confidence. All simple words, a truth that we've probably read many times, a doctrine that we have probably been taught, and we know that it has something important to say to us and that we would never think of going apart from it. This is one of the foundations of our faith, that we have access to God. When Jesus died on the cross, the veil was rent. And the entrance into the Holy of Holies was made for every human being through Christ Jesus. And it's precious and it's wonderful. What a message. The Apostle Paul, you can see why there was such a drive to his life. His message was so beautiful. I like it in 1 Corinthians chapter 5 where he says, we're ambassadors of God. It's as though God did beseech you through us. Be reconciled to God. What a message. That's enough to grab a hold of a person. And here it is again as he says, I've been given a mystery. It's been hidden in God since the foundation of the world. Now, even the rulers in heavenly places are witnesses to the fact that through Christ Jesus and faith in him, we can approach God with freedom and confidence. What a message. I'm here to try to persuade you that you not let it become common. Let it not become commonplace in your life to say, oh yeah, I can talk to God. But rather that you say, oh, what wonder I can approach God through Jesus Christ. Not the great of this world, not the powerful of this world, but God. Now here's where I feel inadequate in the message. When I try to contemplate and meditate on what it is to approach God, I think you'd all agree with me that if I was the most eloquent speaker in the world, I couldn't convey it. Shall I look at the stars and say that the one who made these and brought them into existence and has even given them all names, even though they're beyond number, that I can approach God with freedom and confidence? Does that say something to me? It does. Does it say something to you? Or shall I look at the sea, all of the beauties of nature, the intricacies of design, and myself, and say, the one who spoke and it came into existence says that I can approach him with freedom and confidence? Or shall I look at the mountains and say with the psalmist, before the mountains were born, or you brought forth the earth and the world from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Approach God with freedom and confidence, no less. How can I really say it? And then I begin to realize that it's a lifetime that I must experience this. Just to go aside for a moment, how could I, with words like that, with a revelation like that, how could I be involved in astrology, in seances, with saints, with priests, with counselors? welcome you this morning in the name of the Lord Jesus. We invite you to take one of the attendance cards and fill it out for us and pass it to the center aisle. We appreciate your work in that regard. Did you notice the good news today? That our goal for missions commitment of next year of $46,000 was far surpassed, and that represents 50,237, and we give praise to God, and we look forward to what He's going to do in our congregation this next year. My impression on Sunday night when I turned around and looked at it, and I didn't know, the last I had heard was 23, somewhere around there, and so they adjusted it. They had 49 at the top, if you remember last week. Was one, God's going to do mighty things in our midst this coming year. Two, that He was going to let us witness the miracle. When you think of the figure, it's almost $1,000 has to come in that plate for missions alone. It's not including lights and the air conditioning that we all enjoy and the mortgage and my salary, don't forget that, and John. And you know how it goes. Well, it's all there, and God's going to allow us to witness the miracle this year, every week. We have a request for 15 PALs urgently needed for the Pioneer Girl program. The PAL is someone who will agree to befriend one of the girls in the program this year, and eager volunteers are looking for, and it says, please contact Mary Kennedy today. Now, where is Mary Kennedy so you can get a fix on her? Mary, where are you? Are you? Mary must be around here somewhere. Excuse me? She's in the nursery. Maybe. Okay. Well, that's what I have. She must be around somewhere. If you notice in your bulletin, it says, our love to the family of Stella Curtis on her entering the presence of God this past Friday. The viewing hours will be 2 to 4 and 7 to 9 at Galloway and Crane and Basking Ridge today, and the funeral will be 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon.
Listen to what the Lord says to us through the prophet Isaiah. Seek the Lord while He may be found. Call on Him while He is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the evil man his thoughts. Let him turn to the Lord, and He will have mercy on him. And to our God, for He will freely pardon. Begin this morning's worship and song by turning in our hymnals to the hymn entitled, O Could I Speak the Matchless Words, number 65. Thank you.
Shall we raise our hearts to thee in prayer? Our Father and our God, we seek to worship thee this morning in spirit and in truth, in the name of Jesus, our risen Lord and Savior. We praise you that in him we can behold the depths of your eternal love toward us who were lost in sin. We praise you that in him you have covered our sins and made provision whereby we can have perfect peace in your presence here this morning. Fill us now with your Holy Spirit, that each of us may examine our inner life in light of your word as it will be preached this morning. Open our eyes unto those things that need to be changed. By your grace, help us to make those changes in our lives and be good witnesses to your glory. Lord, we pray for the life of this church. We thank you for the response that has been made to missions. Lord, we pray that that barometer that's on the wall, which indicates our response to mission giving, is truly the response of our hearts, that they are on fire for thee, and that each of us have made a total commitment to thee in the way we should walk. We think of those that are sick this morning, and we ask your uplifted hands. We think of those in the congregation this morning that have been mightily healed by your hands, and we give you thanks for that. We think of those who have been called home to your eternal presence, and we ask that their loved ones be given hope in the resurrection of the Lord Jesus and the beauty of the lives of their loved ones. In all these things, Lord, we give you thanks. Stir us and direct us as we move into another week for having been in presence with thee this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. You please be seated.
Turn with me to hymn number 38. We'll continue our worship and song as we sing, "When All Thy Mercies, O My God."
Oh, my God.
scripture reading for this morning is taken from Ephesians chapter 3, beginning with verse 7. I became a servant of this gospel by the gift of God's grace given me through the working of his power. Although I am less than the least of all God's people, this grace was given me to preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make plain to everyone my administration of this mystery, which for ages past was kept hidden in God who created all things. His intent was that now, through the church, the manifold wisdom of God should be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly realms according to his eternal purpose, which he accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord. In him, and through faith in him, we may approach God with freedom and confidence. I ask you, therefore, not to be discouraged because of my sufferings for you, which are your glory. Our missionary of the week is Geneva Berkland, serving God as a nurse in the Ivory Coast. She talks about the hospitals and the Bible classes and the work of God in her own life. It's there in the bulletin for you to look at, to remind you to pray for our missionary Geneva. And then we'd like you to remember your local church. There are many things that we could pray for concerning this local body of believers. Just to give you a little peek into the prayer group that I was with on Wednesday, something that became an expressed desire on our hearts as we prayed together as men. We thought of how many different individuals come together to be part of the body of Christ in this place. How different we are, and how we needed God's grace to live with each other and love each other. There are differences in background and culture and economics, and you could go on and on and on. Not to mention one of those, as the least, just individual taste. And we need God's grace to get ourselves together as a force in his hand to publish what he's doing in our midst. That's the way our group prays on Wednesday night. We all felt the burden for that. God's at work in our midst. It means his grace in our lives as we love each other, even though we're different. Praise God. Be with us on Wednesday. It's a meaningful time. It's a beautiful time. I wouldn't miss it for the world. And, I hope that maybe you'd get the feeling that you wouldn't want to miss it either. Come together and pray. Very important in all that we say and do in this place, that it's God's people praying for the success of the gospel in this place and around the world. Come on Wednesday.
Worship God in prayer. Heavenly Father, our beings are alive with song this morning because you have condescended to disclose yourself to us, to tell us what you are all about, to show us in your Son, the Lord Jesus, something of your person, to tell us that you will not deal with us according to our sins and our iniquities, but that you will approach us through your Son and his death on the cross in grace. And our God, we praise you for your grace that is marvelous and amazing, beautiful. And our God, we come together as a group of worshipers today to approach you And we pray that there might not be anyone in this congregation that misses the point. But every single one of us is coming on the basis of your grace in Christ Jesus. Lord, we just revel in the thought that you are rich towards us in forgiveness and loving kindness, and that all of our sins have been put away in Christ Jesus. They have all been paid for. And our God, we pray that in this hour we might have a new delight in the fact that we know you and we can approach you. Lord, we thank you for each other. We thank you for the love that binds us together. We thank you for the grace that enables us to live together as a community of your people in this place. We thank you for the beautiful work that you're doing in our lives. We thank you for the way you take every detail of our daily lives and weave it together for good because we love you. Lord, we thank you for the fact that you have people all around us that help us to understand about your purposes in our lives. Lord, we thank you that we can come together and pray together and find a comradeship in our common concerns. We thank you for the way you moved in our lives to promise, with your help, to give this money that the gospel might be spread to all the world. Lord, we realize that it's a small amount in comparison to great corporations and the wealth of even individuals. But Lord, we thank you for what it represents, of our desire to take what you've given to us and of our own free will and in thanksgiving to say, Lord, I want the world to share in the beautiful good news that I have. Lord, we would ask that you would prosper us in this. And Lord, we would ask that you would safeguard us from thinking that now, because we have given money, our responsibility to those that do not know you has been discharged. Lord, deliver us from that way of thinking and enable us to see and experience the gifts that you've given to us for the witnessing of your grace and your gospel to those around us. Lord, we realize that if we know you, it can't be hid, and it'll show itself in words and actions and attitudes. And Lord, we pray that as those around us begin to see the work of your grace in our lives, that we might be able to put it into words, that they too might believe. Our God, as we live in this sinful world, this world that has, with its kings, set their faces against you and shook their fists in your face and told you that they would not have you rule over them. Lord, as we live in this world that is lost, Lord, as we too, even though we're your children, begin to experience something of what it is to live in a sinful world, Lord, we pray that you might minister to our needs.